Although the full Vermont legislature does not convene until next week, the House Appropriations Committee is working on a bill that would make any necessary changes to the existing state budget. Committee Chair Martha Heath says because the session begins late this year, the House Speaker felt she should begin hearings early.
The first week that the whole legislature is back, there isn't a lot of time for committees to meet. So he just thought if we met for 3 days and got started on budget adjustment, we'd have a better chance of getting the bill out of the House by the end of January.
Vermont Commissioner of Finance and Management Jim Reardon explains that the committee will craft a mid-year adjustment to the current budget based on an $11 million downward adjustment in the state's revenue forecast.
There was a slight revenue downgrade in July. So we need to make sure that we account for that lost revenue and make it up in the 13 budget adjustment so that we come back in balance. The second issue is we are continuing to see increases in caseload in our reach-up program, developmental disabilities program, and in our general assistance program, primarily related to homelessness. It's also necessary to make those adjustments to make sure people get the necessary services.
On Wednesday and Thursday, officials from the Agency of Human Services, including Mental Health, Aging, and Disabilities, and Corrections, were scheduled to testify before the committee. Jim Reardon, who also testified, says there are always mid-year adjustments, but some sectors are of concern this year.
Let me go back to the human services caseload increases. Those are actually pretty disturbing to me. The size of those adjustments are pretty significant. You know, I don't think the economy, even though it is recovering, is not as recovering as fast as we thought, and therefore we're not seeing the caseload moderating the way we had expected it to in the original budget. Homelessness is a huge issue, and that's really what is driving the increases in the general assistance budget. And we're continuing to make adjustments in our mental health area to address the population that was dislodged as a result of the Vermont State Hospital, which we knew we would be confronted with.
What's the bottom line for the taxpayer here?
Well, the bottom line is actually this is relatively budget neutral.
Committee members are also hearing from the agencies of Commerce, Agriculture, Natural Resources, and the Department of Buildings and General Services. Committee Chair Martha Heath does not anticipate problems with any adjustments to this year's budget.
For the last few years, it has been a pretty smooth process, and sometimes we've been able to settle with the Senate without going to a conference committee. We try to avoid any policy changes in budget adjustments so that it is just a matter of making necessary adjustments to the bill that we passed the previous year, not starting new programs or making a change in how we deliver services or anything like that.
The Shumlin administration wants an additional $20 million in mental health spending as part of the mid-year budget adjustment. More than half of that is expected to be paid for by the federal government. The budget adjustment will be put into a bill for debate on the House floor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.